I'll get everyone to start off by opening their Bible and turning to Genesis 19. And we'll start in verse 16. I'm sure everyone's heard of this story. Right, Genesis 19, 16. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hands of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and is a little one. Let me escape thither, and my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city is called, I'm going to say, Zor. The sun was risen upon the earth, and then Lot entered into Zor. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew the cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back, so Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. All right, so this is in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, and we can already see the importance stated about not looking back to what's happened, what's behind us, because the Lord is so focused on us looking forward to not worry about what's happened or what we've left behind, that the main goal is looking forward. So, yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities were sinning, and Lot and his family were told to leave, and Lot's wife, who's named Lot's wife, turns around and becomes a pillar of salt. So, if everyone wants to turn to Proverbs 4, and it's the first book in the Bible of the Old Testament, and it already shows that the importance about not looking back but keeping forward, just consistently eyes forward at what we're going to, right? So Proverbs 4, verse 25. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. So again, the focus is don't look anywhere else but forward. Right. Every time I think of Israelites escaping Egypt, it was something so familiar about it. It wasn't a story that was familiar. It was something else. And then I realized it was a movie that I was remembering, and not any normal movie, but Finding Nemo. Right? Who's seen Finding Nemo? Yeah, most people. All right. So obviously, Nemo gets lost. Dory and Marlin, who's not a Marlin, go and try and find Nemo. And there's this part in the movie where there's two huge walls either side of rock and water. So it's pretty much the opposite of the story, where they're walking a rock and there's water either side. It's the opposite. So we hear this quote from Dory throughout the movie. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And we can take that very applicable in our life, because no matter what trial we're going through, whatever temptations we have, whatever we're going through, all we have to do is know that we just have to keep looking forward and keep going. And in this movie, they can go over the wall, and you can see it's nice and blue, like water should be. And it's like, oh, it's easy, but it's longer, and it's going to take a lot more from us. Or we can go through this dark channel, crevasse type thing, and it's a lot scarier, but it'll be faster. Which reminded me of, you don't need to turn there, but Psalms. I'm sure you'll know where I'm going to go. Psalms 23, verse 4. Ye thou walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we know, we've had this experience in the Lord, we can trust in the Lord, that if we go through that, and we lean upon the Lord and we trust in him, that we'll be fine. And that's the fastest route for us, through any trials. Like, we can either try and do it in our own selves to get through this trial, or we can call upon the Lord and lean on him, and we don't have to put all this ridiculous effort in. All we have to do is pray to him and ask him to answer our prayers, and he will do this. There's so many examples throughout the Bible. We've all had our testimonies of how the Lord's provided for us and been there for us. So why can't he in any situation we're going through? So we can always, even when we're going through a tough time, like Dory and Marlin trying to find Nemo, we can trust in the Lord, and we can swim through that dark channel. Right, that's Finding Nemo. Sorry for the spoilers. Right, I'll go to 1 John 5. Right, 1 John 5 and verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Right? So we have this faith, we have this understanding that we can call upon the Lord and our answers will be heard, and that's all we have to do. I'm going to quote a few youngies from their talks. So I remember at a young orators night, this is a quote that Harrison Black. He said, if you keep praying towards the Lord and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying over this trial, he knows that you want an answer to it. But if you have once-off prayer about it, and then you don't do anything about it, the Lord's like, oh, well, obviously he doesn't want it as bad as he seems to need it. Like, if we keep pressing, it's like if you want a promotion, you're not going to just be like, oh, yeah, I'd like a promotion if it's available. You're going to be like, oh, like, I'm really interested in getting used more and doing more responsibilities. And you keep going to your boss about that. He's going to be more likely to give you a promotion rather than, oh, yeah, if it comes up. Like, if you keep pushing towards, pushing this point, they're going to be, oh, this person's keen. It's the same with the Lord. If you keep asking the Lord and keep putting it towards him, then he's going to answer your prayers because he knows that this is something that you really want. And another quote from Chris Watkins, he said, if you go into, I think I've said this a few times, maybe another talk, no matter what you've gone through, any, like, whatever your life was before the Lord or whatever you've done whilst in the Lord that you weren't proud of or anything like that, it's in the past. Don't worry about it. Keep looking forward, because it's not something that it's the Lord wants us to focus on what's in front of us, not what's happened. Chris said, whatever's happened, put it in the bottom drawer, lock it up, swallow the key, or flush the key and get rid of it, and don't look back at it, because it's not going to do you any help. It's not going to be in any way beneficial to you. Don't worry about it. And his main key was this was months ago, so just keep looking forward, because what's happened in the past isn't going to help us. If you want to turn to Philippians chapter 3, Right. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, for getting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So again, we read the importance of what's in front of us rather than what's behind us. We want to strive for the things to come rather than the things that are being behind us, right? So in any issue, any trial, any temptations we're having, our first thought should be, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness will be given unto you. This is what we do when we look forward. We don't need to worry about the past. All we have to do is know the Lord has given me today. He might not give me tomorrow, but if I get tomorrow, I'll take it as a blessing because I know that if I pass or anything, I'm right with the Lord. I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him again. And that's one of the biggest things that we need to remember is every day we have with on this earth is of course a blessing, but the day that we get to see him in the air is the best day of our lives, that we have this opportunity to see him again. But that's in our future. It's not behind, you can't see him again in your past. Like, it doesn't work. So as much as trials can be hard and as much as we want them to be a sprint so it's over fast, most of the time it's going to be a marathon. And I kept having this one thought. It's like, it's if you're going through a trial, I think of it like a hill start, all right? So you're on a hill and you got your car and let's say it's an old car, maybe like a Ford that breaks down. And you just want to get to the top. But you got to put in a lot of energy to get to the top. Let's say it's like a 88 degree hill. It's going to take a lot of energy to get to the top. It's going to be hard, but when you get to the top, you're over it. You're at the top, and what's on the other side of a hill? Downhill. And that's what we have to look forward to, because once you get to the top, all the hard effort's gone and it's easy. But we got to keep that consistency going. Because like, if you're still on that hill and your car's just idling and you can't move forward, but you're not moving backwards, you're gonna run out of fuel at some point. You're not gonna just not be moving. You gotta make sure that you're moving forward, because the moment that you're not moving forward, you're not moving, and it's easier to move backwards when you're not moving, especially on a hill with gravity. Another thing is, when you get to the top of the hill and you have that downhill, that's your momentum to help get up the next hill. You gotta keep up this consistency of this, what you've got going. So this, if you're regularly praying, reading, outreach, and doing all these things, you need to keep this consistency up, because that's going to make it so much easier when you get to the next hill. If you want to stay in Philippians, but just turn over the page to chapter 4, but the same verse, 13, we read, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. No matter what we're going through, no matter what trial, what tribulation, all we need to know is keep going forward, because anything is possible through Christ that strengthens me. That he is our rock, which is, I think it's in 2 Samuel, I'll turn it, 22. Yep, 2 Samuel 22:2, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. So if we lean upon the Lord and we trust in him, he will deliver us from any situation. He will keep us safe because he is our fortress and he is our rock, something reliable. And we know that we build our house on the rock. Well, the people said,